So you mean if your customers do a crappy job, it's hard for you to get a good review?
That's what I've heard.
Welcome, construction industry professionals. You're listening to The Art of Construction, specifically designed for contractors and architects to grow your business. Here are your hosts, Devin and Kevin.
All right, Kevin, we're going to dive in and have a chat with Dennis Schaefer, the founder and president of VisibleBuilder.com.
Yeah, I'm really interested to hear what Dennis has to say. He's offering a really unique service that I think our listeners, particularly contractors and architects, are going to be able to find some real value in taking advantage of his services and take time off their hands for what is a pretty nominal kind of package. So,
talking to him on the phone, he was a general contractor for 25 years and then found a need that people really needed, and a contractor designing a service for a contractor on a specific show designed for contractors. I think we've set this up pretty well. What do you say?
Absolutely. Here we go.
What's your favorite beverage?
I was going to say just beer in general, but I think I should say Coors.
Well, see, there you go from Denver again.
Wow. What's your favorite place you've traveled?
Charleston, South Carolina.
Nice. And what was it about that area you like so much, Dennis?
History. Just the absolute history, the architecture, the stories behind all the architecture, just history.
Cool. Nice. What's your favorite hobby?
Building.
That's a good hobby, being as your visible builder, huh?
Yeah, I love to build.
Well, now we got to know a little bit about Dennis Schaefer, the founder and president of Visible Builder. Tell us about your business and your focus in the construction industry.
The business basically is, you know, in our industry, in the home services industry, we, and I come from that background myself, we are technicians in what we do. Over the last few years, marketing what we do has changed dramatically, from putting an ad in a phone book or an ad in the paper to having to have a visible presence online. And it takes a lot of time to learn all that. And we're, you know, the people that are in the service industry are learning what they do. So I've seen that there was an unbelievable need for the technicians and craftsmen in the home service and industry to have an advocate to help their company be visible online. And so that's how that all came together. And it's been working extremely well for the people that have come on to Visible Builder.
Awesome. So give us a little bit about your background. Have you been in the industry for a while?
Yeah, I'm from Michigan. Been in this area for a little over 25 years and got my builder's license in Michigan about 3 months after I was legally of age to be a licensed builder. I've always loved to build. Started a deck building company at the age of 25 years old and started out of my house and then grew it into a good-sized deck building company of just around $4 million in sales, along with manufacturing. We had a retail store. About 6-7 years back, I sold that to several of the employees, and they're still doing quite well with it. After that, I decided I wanted to start teaching through speaking and seminars. And also, I worked with Arquidec or Outdoor Living Brands. There's a few franchisees, phenomenal franchisees there in the Denver area of Arquidec.
That's
and
for
I was
sure.
able to, oh, phenomenal for, and great builders. But I was able to work with them to develop their local markets. I was director of business development for Arquidec. And then after a couple of years of that, I seen that there was another niche, which is Visible Builder and the marketing online. And so I decided to create this new business, and I'm so glad I did.
So I did some research online. That's why I wanted to have you on the show, is, you know, from watching your teaser video to all the stuff we're always talking about in the show, you know, taking stuff off your plate and not enough time. And that's why I wanted to have you. And so, you know, our contractor driving from one job site to the next, thinking about how am I going to get this beautiful project that I'm doing right now on the internet and get people to know about it so I can get the next one. And I think it's a major pain point. And kind of a story I would tell is when we were just getting going on the house deal. So we put kind of some feelers out there to our contractors saying, are you on house? What do you know about house? And kind of these general questions. And the feedback was just like, I am so sick of my homeowners and their idea books and this, and I don't know anything about it, but I better figure it out quick. So right. we put out this event. So Howes came out to Denver, and it was a twofold deal. And we had 346 people at that event. And then the next day we had a breakfast one that we had over 100 people to. It was amazing the amount of people that came out for Howes. And it was all the contractors' wives or someone that they're supposed to be doing this, but I don't give them the pictures. I don't get them that. So that's where I was really intrigued about the Visible Builder, that you've kind of taken the time to just take a little bit of time, do this, and then we'll do the rest. Is that kind of your goal? And you also take not just Howes, you take all those platforms that you put together.
It really is. I mean, the thing is that unfortunately, it's not a choice in the home service industry to be online or not. You're already there. All the companies are there. If you go to a lot of these platforms such as Porch or BuildZoom or even Howes, you might have a listing that's already been created for you and you weren't even aware of it. So it's not something we as the home service industry have a choice anymore. We have to do it. It depends on how deep you want to get into it, but you have to be putting pictures online and getting conversations going. Yeah, I heard this term at one of the seminars I was at. It was called, it went from word of mouth to word of mouse. and it happened, you know, while, I don't want to say while we were sleeping, but while we were going through that tough economy, everything changed to how people are getting information. So, yeah, I want to make it easier. A lot of companies can do a lot of things on their own automatically. Jump in, stop. You know, a lot of people I talk to are just fearful. They don't want to put their neck out there in case someone wants to say, you know, it's a scary thing sometimes to some companies. But Facebook, you kind of have to be there. People are already talking about you. People you've done work for are on there, and you need to put some pictures and have conversations and, you know, make them feel warm and fuzzy about your business. It's a local, good, quality business, and they want to do work with you.
Yeah, another story I'd give is I recently, I'm looking at popping the top at my house, and I was interviewing different designers and architects, and I really liked this guy, and we were getting down to the end, and I said, well, do you have any projects? Because I looked to your website, and you only had two projects on there, and it's kind of old, and he's like, and then I said, well, and then I looked at your house page, and it looked like they had made a profile of you, but nothing was there. Do you have some projects? And he's like, well, I have several projects for you to look at. And he never got me those projects, and I already moved on to the next person because I didn't trust him because right. He wasn't current or relevant online. It's like if you want to be in the game, you got to be relevant, and that's how you are today.
It's, you know, that's exactly it. And it's so frustrating for those people. I was doing a session in Rhode Island, and we were talking about social, and it was about a couple hundred builders, remodelers, so forth, the guys with the feet on the ground. And we were talking, and I've got the group comfortable enough for one guy to ask the question, what is a like on Facebook? He had no idea what it was. And there was a few giggles in the room. And I'm like, you know, I was really excited that this guy felt that comfortable to say that. Uh-huh. And I asked him at the same time, I said, what are the compound angles for crown molding? And he just rattled them off. And I said, that's what you spent your 10,000 hours at. That's what you are professional at. And you don't have the time to be learning Facebook and all that social. So it's so frustrating for these guys that do such great work. And some of the companies that do the best work are so concentrated on what they're doing that they're not visible online to let people know what they're doing.
Well, Dennis, you hit on a real important point, I think, and that is in this home services industry that you're talking about, it's probably on average one of the least sophisticated in terms of media and those kinds of things, because going back in time, you really didn't have to do a heck of a lot, correct?
Correct. You know, you basically, the beginning of the year, you did your Yellow Page ad. Once you agreed on it, it was in that book for the whole year. You did a couple of ads in the newspaper. You did a couple of home shows, and boom, you're in business.
So for all of our listeners out there that are in that arena that are probably a little intimidated, maybe like that gentleman that finally raised his hand and asked that question, a lot of them probably are, I wouldn't say fearful of it, but it's one of those things where they don't have enough experience, and it's like, I'm too busy over here, I can't even think about it. Describe a little bit about how you can take that load off of their mind and get them to the point where they're productive without getting in the way of their daily schedules.
Well, the big thing is they're quite intimidated, and us as a group, myself included, I don't have a college education. A lot of people that done this are just, they're builders, and so they're very proud of what they do, and they don't like to admit they don't know something. And so a lot of times they'll stay away from something if they feel that they don't understand it. And that's what's happened with a lot on social. But there's a lot of different ways you can get into this or find out more. One of the things I suggest to some offices is if you're close to a community college or a college in the area, there's computer science classes there. There may be some internships where you can get with some of the students there that can help you. My daughter doesn't know how to use the Yellow Pages. The three of my daughters or my son, I don't think, ever use the Yellow Pages. They live by mobile. They live by their iPads. They live by their computer. And so they know all these different things that are going on. They may be able to help you with that. But just it put your feet in the water. Create that Facebook page. With a service like ours, with Visible Builder, what we do is we take care of all those profiles, 9+ profiles, and we just have you give us 4 pictures a month, a little paragraph of what you're doing, what you did over this last month, including like our crew foreman just got married, our office manager is expecting, anything that's going on that's part of your what you do and your family, your team that you've created. And then 4 promoters, those customers you've done some great work for and they're just wanting to say something nice about you. Give us the information on them, then go back to work. Over the next 30 days, take care of all that.
No, that makes sense. And I think one of the common denominators with social is the fact that, it's all about relationships and relationship building. And that's always been the case in, at least my experience has been in the building industry, the home services industry, is that usually most of those people are kind of like salt of the earth. They really enjoy interacting and dealing with people and do so well. And this new format does the same thing. It's just that they don't know how to get it moving.
Well, and the thing is if they got that client that, is on Facebook, they did a great job and they want to say something nice about them. When they do say it nice, something nice on Facebook about them, they don't have to tell their 400 friends individually. They just did.
Yeah, the power of that's pretty amazing. And that results in added dollars. And that's those two areas of focus would change, I think, a lot of these folks that wouldn't give it a second thought now have to recognize that this makes a lot of sense and can be productive for their business.
Well, not only that, there's some new platforms coming out. I don't know if you've heard of Porch yet, Porch.com. Porch.com is relatively new, 3 years old. They're growing at light speed. They have free profiles that you can create on their site, but they are in sometime throughout this year, they'll have a kiosk in every Lowe's store across the United States. And if you're looking to have something done, you can go to that kiosk and put in and find your local service provider for that industry. It's big. And it's something that any of the listeners, that's one thing they can take away from this session with, is create your free profile. Now, they're going to call you a lot to try to get so much more per month. Hopefully no one from Porch will be listening, but maybe they are. But nevertheless, take the free one. It does a lot. Does a lot of good. Same with Howes and the others. They give you a great free profile that you can, but you got to maintain it. You just got to go in there once a month and make sure it's going good. But Porch is a great one.
Well, and you can help provide that advice because the free versus additional paid service is pretty common on the internet these days. And a lot of times the free fits your needs. So that's something else that I would imagine that you can help these folks navigate is, which items are, which areas are worth paying the extra and which are better off with the free versions, I would imagine.
Absolutely correct. The key thing is just claiming them. Like, right. Devin, you were talking about the architect that didn't have anything out there. If that conversation would have continued on, if you would have seen him, visible online.
That's correct.
So even if you just go and claim it so it doesn't look generic or it doesn't look like you've missed, the home is vacant, just go claim them. Doesn't take long to claim these and put a couple of pictures and the proper information.
And what I see kind of on the front end is you're kind of that link between the analog to the digital world. It's these guys, like when he did the presentation, he put all this time into, you know, typing and handwriting and all this like great 30-page hard copy thing in front of me. That to me, the hard copy thing was kind of like, whatever, just another piece of paper I don't want to look at. I just wanted to go look at his current projects on his idea books at Howe's and this and that, because that's how the younger people look at stuff now.
Absolutely correct. And it's even, you know, when you say younger people, it goes all the way into the 60s and 70s. People, you know, of every age want to are more of a visual. So if they can go to your website or your social, your Facebook page, and you got a video there of the last project you did with a little testimonial of the people you just talked, you know, just did work for, that's powerful stuff.
In a video, sometimes you just turn the camera on and a picture is worth 1,000 words, but when you're talking, while you're seeing the picture, you put it all together, and then you're capturing so much more in a smaller amount of time.
Well, I think you touched on something really important there, and that is that all of our customer bases are more visual. They're more connected with these social sites, and if we're not there, we're going to miss them.
Oh, without a doubt. They are going to, I mean, over, and the number keeps on changing. When I was doing a session earlier in 2014, the number was in the 70s, 70%. Middle of the year was 80-some percent. Now it's going to 90% of consumers go online to start their search and to make their decision. Well, 90% is a big number.
Yeah, you can't ignore that any longer.
Oh, no.
You pretty much put all your eggs in that basket anymore. It's almost where it's getting.
Yep.
I've had a few clients that I've worked with through Visible Builder that don't even have a website. They strictly use social.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because what's happening is that, and I know a lot of people will say, hey, Dennis, you're crazy. I honestly believe in the service industry, within the next 5+ years, that a website will be almost not necessary, because it was so necessary for the last couple of decades, because it was the only place you can go see this people's work and so forth. But I would much rather hear what someone else has to say about your company than what you have to say about your company.
That's a good point, too, because it becomes a third-party endorsement,
right?
That people rely on nowadays.
Absolutely. I know if I go to someone's website, it's not going to tell me that they were late on a job. It's not going to say those things. So I have not to go to the websites anymore. I want to go hear what the online world at large is saying. If I have a video that has someone talking to me saying, boy, they did an architect of Front Range or Foothills did a great job for us. They did everything they said they were going to be. I feel this is a great company because this is a third party that's just like me that is saying some great stuff. The thing that people, that contractors or service providers make a mistake at is they think that should be professionally done video. I do it with my phone or my iPad because the more Blair Witch Project it looks, the better. It's real good. It's real video. It's not produced video.
Well, that kind of highlights what we're doing today. We're here in Denver, Colorado. It's a nice sunny day, and you're kind of barricaded a little bit, it sounds like, with weather in Michigan. And you do a lot of business here and around the country, and here we are talking and recording on Skype.
Exactly. Exactly. There's been clients I've talked to that have done estimates with Skype, have done estimates with FaceTime, where it's a good distance to the job site and they want to kind of get an idea. The customer's got their phone showing the area and they're talking to each other, and the person, you get an idea and you can give a raw estimate to see if the next step is necessary without traveling an hour and a half to the site.
Yeah, we see that as kind of one of our secret sauces today, because it's going to be the standard of the future. But we use GoToMeeting and we record them. If we can get the contractor, the architect, and the homeowner and my windows supplier all on one GoToMeeting, and you can share the screen back and forth, you can show the bids, you can show projects, you can look at each other, and then you can record it, that one meeting can cut to the chase so much faster than the old school ways.
Oh, if we don't take advantage of the technology that's out there, shame on us.
Well, and it's so much easier now to get your arms around. I mean, neither one of us are technical experts, but we delve and deal with a lot of technology. But figuring it out now is so much simpler than it was just even a few years ago.
And without a doubt, and there's also so many more resources. I always tell people, if you don't know how to do something, whether it's on the computer or new software or even changing the brakes on your car, go to YouTube, put it into YouTube, and there's a video about it.
Well, you know, we've heard some amazing stories from some contractors out there that have, you know, in the trades, there's still a lot of non-English or very little English speaking on the crews. And so we've had situations where some of the general contractors have shown the crews videotapes or tapes on YouTube where they've gotten instruction on how to properly install windows. And when you go look at the job, they actually do it properly. Pretty interesting.
That's wild. That like I said, it's out there. It's just a matter of changing the mindset of how we're presenting our company, how we're marketing our company, and buying into the fact that it has changed and it's not going to change back.
So tell us a little bit more for the contractor or architect listening to this show that wants to maybe look into your packages a little bit more. Do you kind of have a good, better, best, or how did you decide to go to business so they can sign up and my contractor listening to you can get in touch with you on the message board?
Well, the thing is when I created Visible Builder, there was a few things. I put on my contractor hat, put on my builder hat as I developed this program. That same meeting that I was at where the gentleman asked, what is it like on Facebook? We had such a great conversation, and this was back about almost 2 years ago now. And I said, if there was a service that was a monthly service for under $300 that took care of this for you, how many people in the room would use it? And everyone raised their hand. I then turned around and wrote down Visible Builder, the date, the time, because that is what I did as I developed this based on under $300 a month, which is kind of a threshold, understandably so. So it's $295 a month. There are no other packages. It's one. And it's done so that there isn't weekly meetings where you have to disrupt your day. You get an email link to put the pictures and the paragraphs and the promoters. And when you put it all in, you push save and it goes into the web system and it's stored for you. If you forget, 3 days after that email, you get another one saying, I know you're busy, but here it is again. And if you forget again, one more day, because we tend to put things to the table and say, oh, this is more important. Mrs. Smith needs to make sure the electrician's going to be here tomorrow. So I'm going to put this on my desk for tomorrow, you know, another day. So that's one big thing. So it doesn't interrupt your day. The next thing is once it's done, when we go through and we do your monthly updates and we create that social footprint for the month, at that point you are sent an email that says, we've been busy. Look at what we did. And it spells out everything that was done for your company's online visibility, along with links to each of your individual profiles on those. So you can go see what it looks like instead of trying to hunt online to find it. So we created it this way or to make sure it fits the builder's needs instead of there's no algorithms or all these different things that, you know, you don't understand. It just, it's plain and simple and it's month to month. If you don't think it's doing the job, just say we're done.
That's a pretty good value. I got to tell you, I was a builder back in the mid 90s and a home builder. And we spent that much on a single radio remote. You know, that's $3,500, $3,600 a year for your service from what it sounds like in that ballpark at least. And so, we would spend more than that back then. That's 20 years ago practically. And then when you added up all of our other marketing, it was significantly more than that. So this is pretty good value when you think about it.
Well, and the key thing, I think the biggest thing about, because we're going to do, there'll be two posts a week that are done on Facebook, done on LinkedIn, done on Twitter. But they're not generic posts, corporate posts. They're hometown feel posts. They have to do with your business off the items that you sent in, but it also has to do with your geographical area. So if we have a client in Indianapolis and it's Bacon Fest this week. So there is a Bacon Fest link on there for that geographical area. So it's a hometown provider of local news, local stories, local interest with small, soft sales put in very slightly throughout the month. It's generating that group of people that want to get your posts, that they're interesting posts.
I went to a couple Google Plus type seminars, and the feedback that I heard, and they're all about Google is wanting you to do it yourself from your computer and really trying to not have somebody else do the work for you. Is that just a Google thing, or are you seeing that across the lines, and is it hard for you to have your team kind of do the work for contractors?
Well, they're absolutely correct, and that's the reason why we make it so hometown. Because a lot of the services that are out there, that's the reason why I created this, is a generic post that you'll see that same day on a bunch of other Facebook pages. The Facebook page post that goes on, an architect in Columbus and a mosquito squad in Indianapolis are two completely different posts specifically for that office. And that's what Google was talking about. You need to make sure that it's not generic content, that it's something that has to feel folksy. It has to feel hometown. It has to feel like you did it. And that's one of the key things of what we do at Visible Builder is to make sure it feels that way.
Well, you think about it, that's what people are talking about on Facebook, regardless of your friends and all that. It's all about what everybody's doing, and it's all personal. And so it seems to make sense what you're saying, is it's got to be something that's not generic.
It can't be generic, and it can't be salesy. No one wants to get, big sale this week. So we got 10% off. They're going to unfriend you so quickly you won't even know what happened. It's got to be that, the office manager and so-and-so is getting married in October, or we just did this, or we just helped at Habitat for Humanity this month, and here's a picture of the project. And it's got to have a lot of hometown feel. Yeah. And no,
nobody
it's
wants,
the only way it works.
Nobody wants to be sold. They want to hear a good story and relate to that and say, I want that.
Exactly. And that was the reason when I created this concept over a year ago, is that's the core. It's got to feel like the business owner is talking to his clients or her clients. It's got to feel that way.
And I find builders are, like you said, all your compound angles and stuff, they're really good at building. A lot of them aren't good at grammar and sentence and spelling out the message. They know how to run a tape measure, and they know how to, like I tell everybody in Mountain View, we know how to speak window and door really, really well. And it's like we all speak our languages really well. And, the thing that really, you're a general contractor for 25 years, so you're a builder that created this tool for a builder. And that's key,
right?
Because this industry, there's so many developers and there's a million different softwares out there created by software developers, and the construction industry, it probably wouldn't hit home as much as a guy like you, pulling the purse strings and turning on valves and moving stuff, how you're going to offer this thing. I love your kind of example. Is there's one package and it makes sense. That's the deal.
Yeah. It's not like if you want to do this, we'll add this on and we'll add this on. This works. It's a good value and it works. But yeah, the whole purpose of it was to talk builder, to take into account what these home services industries need, and that's it. And no, it works, but the posts have to be folksy and hometown, and it really, you get an audience and people are looking for it. Because what I look for, and what the online concierge is, each account has an online concierge that kind of monitors that person's social during that month. And we take a look at the reach of these posts, how many likes there are, how many shares there are, how are they tracking? Because two things. One, there's 2 days that were great for home improvement, Tuesdays and Saturdays, and 7:30 in the morning for both of those days are the best times to do posts for our industry.
That's really interesting. So you break it down for each customer, each client of yours, on a numeric basis, show them results, and then you can give them those kinds of tips based on consumer habits.
Right. We'll do them for them. We don't give them the tips because we're doing it for them. And if a person, we're not loading them down with a lot of analytics. It's a matter of trust. They're going to see results, and they know that we've done our homework to see when is the best time to do these posts. And some of the posts, we use quotes, and there's a few quotes, like with Arnold Palmer has one, it's funny, the harder I work, the luckier I get, is a great quote from Arnold Palmer. we do quotes, and the reach is so much bigger sometimes than, you know, a picture. It's really strange how, but we keep an eye on that to see what is working the best, what's getting the best reach, what's getting the best reactions.
Very interesting.
I'm blown. I've really learned a lot.
Absolutely.
Well, there's a lot that, you know, companies, architects, designers, and I keep on saying home service industry because it's, you know, I always say if you're a painter, electrician, a plumber, a builder, we're all builders in the home building, in the home remodeling industry. But architects, I think a lot of them just don't use social as much as they can because they've got so many great pictures and so many great stories and case studies that would make great, great content online, and a lot of people don't use it.
So I got a question for you. You mentioned Porch.com, which I'm going to go research after this because I've never heard of it.
Okay.
But I'd be curious to get your take. We try to make these podcasts timeless where you can listen to it today or 5 years from now and get something good out of it. But I'd be curious what you think the top three social media sites are today, and what do you think the top three are going to be in the future?
For the home remodeling industry?
That's correct. What the most useful ones? Is it Facebook? Is it Houzz? Is it Zillow? Whatever.
Yeah. It right now, as of today, my opinion is Houzz number one, Facebook number two, Porch. I'd say Porch number three.
Wow.
Now,
because you know what's going on behind the scenes. Because me, you say Porch, and I say no one's ever asked me about Porch. Now, we all live in our different worlds. We focus to the luxury home industry, and right. You said Lowe's, so I see that's probably more to the masses. So we're more of a niche market, and I think that's successful businesses. You got to do what you focus and do what you do really well and dial that in, and that's what we're always talking about on this show, and that's what I think of service. That's why I want to have you on the show, because a service like this allows a builder just to go back to being a builder and not worry about all this kind of stuff. But that's interesting that you say Porch today is number three over Google Plus or Pinterest.
Google Plus is going to go away.
Interesting.
Google Plus came out to go after Facebook, and it's been trying for years, and it just they're not gaining any ground at all, and I bet you they just let it wither. Now, Google My Business. Has either one of you ever used Google My Business?
My marketing gal in house probably has, but me personally,
yeah, that one I haven't
come up.
I mean, they have probably of any single entity have more sites,
right.
And many of which you've never heard of. And I'm on Google all the time, and I've never heard of that one. So I must
Google that. Google My Business is where it's the portal where all this is at. So your Google Plus, your Google Places, all of those things are Google My Business is really a great tool. Is an excellent tool. If you got pay per click, you can store it in there. If you've got Google Alerts, which I tell a lot of my clients, well, we do it for most of our or all of our clients, but those that are doing it on their own, so that you know if people are talking about you, put your company name in Google and make a Google alert. That way, anytime your company name comes up online, you get an email.
Okay, so that's
powerful,
your final
yeah.
three is the that it's Houzz number one, Facebook number two, Porch number three today. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And down and in the future.
BuildZoom.com. It's one that I'm not sure of yet. It's one that you need to go look at for any builder should go look at it because you're being graded without knowing it. Hmm. You've got a grade on BuildZoom already, and it's probably lower than you'd like it to be. But nevertheless, there's ways to build it up. Unfortunately, the ways are is to be more active on BuildZoom, not to do better work for your customers.
Right.
But nevertheless, Instagram is gonna come pretty fast. It's Instagram's where all the teenage and 20s and young and high 20-year-olds went to once their parents got on Facebook.
That's true. And it's owned by Facebook, right?
Yeah, exactly. They knew where everyone was going. They bought it.
Yeah.
But that's where they're all at, which in 10 years is our clients again. for, you know, 30s and 40s. So Instagram is an interesting platform that I'm really keeping an eye on. And Vine, the site for 6-minute videos or 6-second and 8-second videos, that is gaining steam too. So those, I feel, could be in that group. Facebook, I think, is going to be around for a long time. But as I tell people, you know, what was before Facebook, MySpace, and what was before MySpace, Friendster. Most people don't really know Friendster. So, you know, a decade from now, Facebook might not be a name.
Right. So you didn't mention LinkedIn. You see LinkedIn more on the business-to-business side versus the business-to-consumer?
At this point, yes. But at the same respect, and I apologize, LinkedIn's extremely strong. I would definitely put that in the soon-to-be. But it is, I use it a lot for business to business, but it's also being used by my clients for business to customer because a professional also purchases. I mean, he might be talking about his business as an attorney and back and forth, but if he knows that they need a new outdoor living project this year and he sees, you know, he's got an association on LinkedIn and sees a cool post from that person, he might be calling them. So there is an opportunity there also, and it may grow quite a bit.
And Pinterest
is really, it was fantastic, and it still is. I mean, it still has a lot, but for the home improvement industry, it's not as good as Houzz. Houzz kind of took that away from Pinterest, and Pinterest is great for, you know, recipes and a lot of crafts and things like that. And it's still good for home improvement, but yeah, Not as strong as Houzz.
I totally agree. Over Christmas, my wife was really into Pinterest and I didn't really even know it. And we said, let's make 3 new cookies. And she brought up the Pinterest and it was so much fun for that side of it. But
exactly.
When I look at building projects, it's all about Houzz. I mean,
It Houzz is unbelievable, and it's growing so much, and it's and from the data that I'm gathering from my clients, and I want to get a little bit more data before I say for a fact, but a lead off of Houzz is turning out to be an 80% sell.
Wow, that's pretty powerful there.
That's powerful stuff.
Well, and the Houzz is doing. See, people look at this industry like the builders are like, it's so much work to keep up with all this stuff. And I say the opposite. If you know how to use the tools, get a visible builder to do this stuff for you, and then they're just what we call the needs analysis. That can be a lot of work. They just give you the Houzz idea book, and it's all laid out what they want. They've done all that legwork for you, and you just go execute.
Well, and if you, I tell people this in the home improvement industry, back 20 years ago when I was, you know, when I'm doing in-home sales, all these guys are, we make our living at a kitchen table. We sit down and we have to talk, you know, we're talking with the clients, talking about our business. Well, 15, 20 minutes of that sales call was telling them about me or the company. Well, that portion's gone because they've done their research before you showed up. They know about you, your company, what you stay. You just have to take and hit some of the high points, but you don't have to spend all that time you used to in the home telling about you.
And the only reason that you're in contact is because they got to know you, not over the kitchen table, but over the social platform. And if you're not there, guess what? You don't get invited to the party.
Oh, absolutely correct. They made a decision, and they only called two or three of the best of the best. They didn't take any risks. They did all their research online, and if they had a negative Google comment or review, or they had no reviews. No reviews is sometimes as bad as having a semi-negative, but nevertheless, they're making their decision before you get there that you're a player. And so when you're there, a lot of that legwork is done.
What do you what do you try to tell your contractors that have signed up? What is kind of an ideal review platform?
Is to spread. There is no ideal review platform to put all your eggs in one basket. So many guys are doing everything Angie's List. And, you know, there's two schools of thought on Angie's List. Some people love it. Some people hate it. But nevertheless, to put all of your eggs in the basket, not everyone can see those reviews. It's kind of like if the only people that were recommending you were in this classroom over here, but all these people that are wandering around in all these other different classrooms, none of them are talking about you. You got to spread it around. Houzz has a great format to get reviews. Porch, BuildZoom, Google Plus, Yelp. There's all kinds of different places to send your clients to give reviews. And what happens is that if someone's Googling that industry, putting in a deck builder in Denver, Colorado, you're going to come up more in that first page, probably not your website as much as Houzz, Porch, and all these different Facebook and all these different sites that have stars next to it with your reviews. Now, if your name came up three times in a row from three different social platforms with stars and reviews, who are they going to call?
Yeah. It's kind of like you used to pay in the yellow pages to get that ad in the front star that you whoever paid the most. But now it's you got to put in your time and get the relationships to do your stars. And that's how you get the reward.
Exactly. And if, you know, like with the service of a visible builder, we take care of it for everybody. Because if you have three reviews, strong reviews on Houzz each year, they give you best of Houzz badge. So you can tell everyone for a whole year, we've been voted best of Houzz. Now, how powerful is that?
Yeah. So how do you do that for your customers?
Yeah. We go out and get reviews. As long as they keep giving us those four names a month, all they got to do is an email and a name, and we'll go out and harvest those clients to get to different sites and give reviews. Now, we're not sending them to five sites. We'll send one to Houzz. We'll send one to Porch. We'll send one to Google Plus. We'll send them around so we start building a nice network of reviews throughout several social platforms.
That's so valuable. That's right there is like a bullet point on Visible Builder because you work so hard for those reviews.
Without a doubt, and it's so simple to get.
I'm curious about that part of it, Dennis. Do you have to provide any kind of incentive, a sweepstakes? I mean, are these people willing to respond solely for the review, or do you have to? Because, you know, everybody that you do business with wants you to do a five-minute monkey, survey monkey thing and, you know, so on and so on. So how are you able to get these folks to move forward so easily?
Well, it's really up to the company that did the work.
Right.
If they really exceeded the expectations of the client, they can't get to the computer fast enough.
Well said.
So that's where it starts. It's a little bit harder if the company just hit expectations. It's so easy to tell the companies that have great customer service relationships and they truly are looking to exceed the expectations of their homeowner. It's the reviews just fly in. But it's a little bit more difficult with those that are average companies.
So you mean if your customers do a crappy job, it's hard for you to get a good review?
That's what I've heard. And you know,
it all comes down to the same thing at the end of the day. We're just doing business differently these days than we used to, right?
Well, the thing I was trying to. My daughter, it was probably a year ago, I was telling her how social media, Facebook and so forth is for business. And she said, I don't understand. I said, well, you know, business hears from their clients, negatives and positives. Well, it was about a couple weeks after we had this conversation, we get up in the morning, the coffee pot was busted. It was a Mr. Coffee. And she had just got us that for Christmas 6 months earlier. So I said, well, let's try some. It's a Saturday. It's 10 o'clock in the morning. Go ahead to their Facebook page and don't make it a negative, but just say, I expected more from the brand of Mr. Coffee. Bob, I bought my parents this. See what happens. She does it. Within 10 minutes, she gets something back from Mr. Coffee. Can we talk to you in a side chat? Go to the side chat. She goes, can we have your phone number? My daughter gives the phone number. Within 10 minutes from that, someone from customer service calls up and says, can I have your address and give me the model number? We'll send you a new coffee maker.
Wow.
20 minutes.
Interesting.
Now,
so that makes it fun, too, for the consumer, ultimately, to rather than get on the phone and go through this whole diatribe, you just make a simple comment and wait, sit back, see what happens.
Well, the thing is that comment she made was in front of millions of faces, millions
right.
of eyes. If she's on the phone, there's only two people that are part of that conversation.
Very good point.
And yeah. So businesses are looking at this going, holy cow, we've got to get our act together to make sure we look good to everybody. And from that day, my daughter understands how important social. Anytime she's got an issue now, she goes to Facebook.
Yeah. Whatever the reason is, you know, everybody makes mistakes, but sometimes there's just those customers that are those type of customers. And you know what I mean by that. And they'll use the threats of, if you don't fix this, I'm going to go in and leave a review online. And someone that's savvy and they say that, you got to just kind of take it in the shorts at that point, because you did the business with them and you know the pain will be worse if you don't just fix it. Even if you probably weren't in the wrong, sometimes you just got to suck up and do that, because that's so important.
Without a doubt. I've talked to some clients on a consulting side where I said to put a new line in their on their contracts about social comments. And also those customers that you go at the end and you take care of something for them, you have to have a sign off that they will not make negative comments on social.
Huh. That's a good thought. You mean, and you think that would actually hold up?
Who knows? All I know is it needs to be addressed.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know unless you try and you put it exactly. out there. At least you have a little bit, because I didn't think about that, but we're going to add that to ours, something in there. And makes do it both sides of the fence, you know.
Exactly.
Make it a positive spin on there, you know, if we do what we say we're going to do, you'll leave a positive review. If you don't, you'll let us know, but you won't put it on social media if we fix it.
Yeah, because there's those customers that, you know, you're going to put another $500 into it. You know, they're still going to be mad.
Yep.
And I'm like, well, I'll do the $500 and I'll take care of this for you. But I need you to sign this to say you're not going to be doing negative comments online after we put $500. I want to be paying you to say bad things.
Totally.
And so it's something that needs to be addressed. It's going to have to be part of contracts and negotiations going forward.
Well, I could talk all day about this subject, but I'm going to get back to windows and doors and let all of our contractors go to visiblebuilder.com and sign up so that we can get on to doing our part really well and Visible Builder does their part really well. What do you say?
That sounds great to me. I really appreciate you having me on today. I really appreciate it very much.
It's been a pleasure, Dennis, and I think you've shared a lot of great information for our listeners today. Appreciate it.
Thanks for taking the time.
Thanks again.
They say the only constant is change, and we did our first guest with Dennis Schaefer there outside of Studio MVWD, and I was blown away.
Yeah, via Skype. It was pretty interesting. You know, here we were talking about changes in technology, and we wrapped our arms around it a little bit and were able to get it done, and it turned out awesome. You'd never know that we weren't both sitting right here in the studio.
So kind of on a side note, before we talk about this awesome interview we just had, if you're looking to do a podcast, Nick May, who got me into podcasting, and I, we're going to be doing a meetup monthly here in Denver, Colorado. So continuing to use all these technologies out there. And if you're curious about podcasting, wanting to listen to a podcast, start your own podcast, we're happy to answer any questions. So reach out to us on the message board. We're happy to share our strengths, good things and bad things we did along the way to cut to the chase to help us all grow our business. So enough about that. Let's dive in and kind of refresh with our contractors and architects listening about visiblebuilder.com. Pretty cool service, huh?
Pretty amazing, you know, and Dennis is obviously a qualified guy with 25 years of building experience and now offering a service directly to builders and other folks, you know, designers, architects, people in the home services industry. That really comes from the standpoint of knowledge and understanding the business, but yet helping them in the technology and marketing area that's pretty phenomenal.
I don't see why a contractor wouldn't just call him today and sign up for this and just get on to building houses. We spend so much time working on getting reviews and being relevant online. And I think from a supplier standpoint that our company runs, I think that's different. But as a builder, especially if you're a luxury builder, just focusing on a few custom homes at a time, just focus on that and let this work it out. Let them do the dirty work for you that you're not an expert on.
Well, and the reality is if you're not in the social arena, you're going to lose out by people going to other alternative sources. And it's not that hard to get him engaged to get you there. And then you can pick and choose through those people that contact you, the ones that you want to do business with. But guess what? If you're not out there, they're not going to be calling you.
Yeah. And he talked about how it used to just be the yellow pages and you did your ad and walked away from it. I would say use the visible builder like your Yellow Pages. He said, you know, it's a picture and an article. That's really easy to manage versus we talked to him about what's the top three today and the top three tomorrow and how this and Google Analytics and Google changing and all this stuff. Just let them handle that in the fee that they're charging. That's
What did he say? Under $300 a month. You think about it for and it's month to month, no guaranteed contracts up front. You know, we have no financial gain or benefit by promoting this, but we're just astounded about as to how efficient and how reasonable it is. And if for some reason it doesn't work, what are you out? $300 for 1 month, you're done.
Yeah. Well, you give and when you give, you get, and that's what this show is all about. So, contractor, you're sitting here listening to this, going from one job site to the next. Just take the time tonight, go home, sign up, and let them take this off your plate. And then get on to, instead of you and you have your wife or your bookkeeper or whoever, the few resources you have that are helping you do this, let them go out and help you grow your business and give you more free time so you can go fishing or hunting or playing with your kids instead of worrying about social media.
Yeah, and to make it simple, we'll have on our show page, on our webpage, through the show notes within this section, there'll be details about how to contact Dennis, get information on his company, and take a look for yourself. It's worth your time.
So we met Dennis through LinkedIn. So if you're wondering how to network and get people, I literally just found him on LinkedIn, was really intrigued about his business. He happened to know a business colleague here locally, Ben Wood, through Architect that he mentioned. So the synergy was there. Awesome guy, super easy to talk to. I'm sure he'd be available on the message board. We're going to work on getting him out here to Denver, where everybody wants to come to Denver anyway, so why not? And maybe have a presentation here and really utilize these tools. You know, we're always talking about the tools in your toolbox that are not the hammers and the nails. Man, what a powerful tool to add Visible Builder to your toolbox.
No, absolutely. Looking forward to that possibility as well.
We truly thank another great guest, another great show. We're building this baby one platform at a time, adding one brick to another, and hopefully you listeners, as we talked about, because, you know, if you do such a great job, hopefully we're doing that for you, and you're going to write reviews for us on our Art of Construction platform as well, right?
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. Go to our website, go to the show page, and give us your comments. Give us your feedback. We'd love to hear from you.
Growing it locally, making it globally. Art of Construction, baby.
You have been listening to The Art of Construction. To listen to more, please go to www.mtnview.us and click on the podcast tab. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, and thanks for listening.